to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Zane.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
And today, this topic we did not prepare for. It is extemporaneous, as Steven would love to say. Which, by the way,
yeah, I was going to say, can I get a definition of that?
My ex had a big temporaneous. I'll say that.
extra temporaneous.
I was going to sample the extra, extra thing, but I don't want to get copy strike.
Spoken or done without preparation.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Extemporaneous. Wow. Spoken or done without preparation.
Yes.
I think that that is probably the most authentic way you can do anything, is because that's what all of our interactions are. Is
they're
just kind of making it up as we go.
I wonder if there's a word for like when you prepare for as you prepare. You're like, I know exactly what I'm going to say. And then you get there and you're like, this is not the time. Or something just goes wrong. And you're like, nope, never mind. Scrap it.
Every time I go to an open mic. Yes.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. So
this
exactly.
is not the time.
I don't know why I thought of it, but at some point we were all talking. And I thought about how much I hate the movie A Bug's Life.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go.
I hate it.
Is it like an Uncanny Valley thing? They look too much?
No.
They look too real.
You know what it is? I hate
that locust
every...
is too real.
It goes deeper. I hate every character.
I hate every single one.
I hate the plot.
Individually?
I hate the plot holes. I hate, like...
What about the ladybug?
The ladybug? Yeah.
Dennis Leary is the ladybug, which I forgot.
That's wild.
We watched it recently.
The ladybug is pretty cool.
Dennis Leary had a massively popular song in the 2000s. I had no idea.
Yeah. Really?
I said, that's not real, and Tiffany... My wife was like, yes.
Yep.
And we listened to it.
Ta-da.
And it was actually pretty good. It was like this weird Irish...
rap?
It's like an Irish rap shanty about America and about being an a-hole.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the a-hole song.
Yeah, it's the a-hole song. Yeah, I had no idea.
So today I would like to pose this question to you all. What is a movie you hate that everybody else is like,
why do you hate that? Loves it.
And I know, and we've done similar topics to this, but I mean, when I say that everybody else loves, I mean, is there a legend of film that you just cannot stand that everybody else is like, what's wrong with you? You know, mine happens to be, and it's a big nostalgia factor for people, I think. Mine just happens to be A Bug's Life. Mm. I cannot stand that movie. I'm also, and it's not a secondhand embarrassment thing, because like I don't think I'm a bug.
Okay. Who's struggling?
Hey, pull up that clip of the bug.
I find myself, I'm like, okay, I have a secondhand embarrassment issue. Other people do not.
Do you think it's a little too heavy-handed?
That's a problem.
It's very heavy-handed politically.
Flick. I hate him.
Oh, yes.
I hate Flick. Hey, I hate him.
The blue bug.
We established you don't like improv, and he was an improviser.
That was his whole shtick.
It's the dude from Kids in the Hall.
Yeah. And the whole thing is just like, he's just this like...
Dave Foley is the name.
Just a nothing character. I mean, no, I don't think...
Hey, I'm going to do something.
He's like, I'm going to do something. Or like, he's like, I'm an inventor. I'm this, I'm that. And nothing gets to him.
He invents an ant telescope, Faith.
He invents
With a droplet of water.
With a little dewdrop.
Ooh, it's so cute. Whatever.
And the queen.
And you got Julia Louis-Dreyfus as the queen. I mean, come on. That's
a good cast.
Yeah, the German caterpillar.
I'm so fat and sassy.
It is a very traditional Pixar ripoff of a classic production.
Yes.
So like Lion King is Hamlet.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
right? So A Bug's Life is Seven Samurai.
Right.
You know?
So That's such a good way of putting that. I didn't even think about that. They've redone Seven Samurai a lot.
It's a traditional hero's journey situation,
mm-hmm.
but Flick is not a hero. That's the thing, is that like
he stands up to Grasshopper.
He stands up to the fascists.
He gets beat up.
Nothing.
He gets beat up by fascists. He does take a kicking.
Yeah, I mean, that's
he has PTSD by the end of the movie. Like,
Yeah, I, but like he doesn't. He doesn't. At no point am I like. Am I like? Yeah, way to go, Flick. I can't stand him.
Especially because like that character, the character of Flick, is supposed to be the leader of the group that's put together the town. And in the original, it's a guy who you meet because he comes. There's a hostage situation.
Right.
And he dresses up as a monk and he shaves his head like on the spot.
Yeah. Whoa.
Walks in and of course it's no guns because it's samurai. And he saves this like a child and he takes care of the kidnapper. And then in The Magnificent Seven, which was the, you know, where there's guns. And so it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's the same thing where they have somebody who's like the leader and they're very brave. And then each person has their bravery. And here's the thing where they riff on it and like no one's really brave.
Yeah, no, exactly. Or what was it? Three Caballeros or whatever?
Oh, Three Caballeros with Donald Duck?
No, not that one.
Yeah, that was what I thought of.
I couldn't remember.
Is this a comedy?
That's what it's called.
Chevy Chase, Martin Short.
Three Amigos.
Oh, Three Amigos, yeah. Yeah, Three Amigos. Kind of a similar story, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're actors and they just kind of fall into being the hero.
Yeah.
I kind of like the reluctant hero role.
So in situations like that, there doesn't need to be a hero role.
It's a classic archetype.
Honestly, that's an ensemble story.
But the question's been asked, like, anybody else have a movie that they're just like, everybody likes this movie, I don't like it.
Ooh.
I know.
If nobody else wants, I have four.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I was like, I know there's going to be at least a few people.
We're
going to
stop talking for
2 minutes
and 30 seconds. I want all four of them.
We're going to.
So the four movies are Gladiator.
Oh,
are you not entertained? You're literally not entertained.
He's literally not entertained.
Immediately, I'm offended. Okay. Because you can see that one guy in the stands with the camera.
Then there's
blue jeans in the,
then there's Titanic.
In the arena.
Oh, what? Titanic's great.
And then there's Avatar.
Yeah, I think I agree with
that. And then the last movie's Elf.
Elf, I don't like Elf either.
I like
Will Ferrell,
not
but
an Elf person.
Elf, I did not understand it being a Christmas classic. I saw it in theaters and I was like, this is garbage.
It's because you don't like improv.
It's also because they improvised the whole thing.
It felt like the whole thing was.
I wanted to like it, but I didn't.
I like Will Ferrell. I like most of that cast.
Let me pick out one in particular because I think this is the one that is like the most like beloved and cherished out of the ones that you named. Why Titanic?
It's a real life situation that in and of itself is dramatic enough. So there has to be a gunfight when the ship is sinking. The story of the characters.
I didn't know that happened. That's right.
The characters are like, I mean, I really like Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio. Those two people are good actors. The set, they recreated the reality was great.
Yeah.
But then the story is just so, so dumb. And that woman who throws the diamond off the ship should have just got punched in the face.
Was that two James Cameron films?
Yeah.
And then Gladiator was...
I don't know who directed
Gladiator
it.
Is
an
epic.
You just don't like epics.
Oh,
like.
I
like epics.
These specific ones.
Rick, Ridley Scott.
It was Ridley Scott.
Yeah, that's Ridley Scott. I love Titanic for one reason and one reason alone, and I have a bit
Maybe
about
two
this.
Reasons.
Please tell me it's the same.
Two
thing
reasons. So first of all, Kate Winslet's boobs. First time I saw boobs ever. So three reasons. Both of her boobs, and then the guy who hits the propeller.
Not just
that's
one
the
of
best
them.
Scene.
The propeller. That's
the propeller guy. I laughed out loud.
Shout
in the
out.
Theater as a kid.
Shout out to the propeller guy.
He deserved the Oscar that year. It was the funniest thing that happened that year in cinema.
Do you think like the love is? Does the love story bother you?
I think the love story is okay. It's just that 1,500 people are about to die on an unsinkable ship that sinks on its first voyage. Like,
right.
What do you have to add to that?
that is a really good point. That's like, no, but this rich lady's sad.
How much more dramatic can
would
it be?
Would it be better if there is an improv laugh track throughout it?
Yes.
Yes, it would. All right. More on this when we come back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Zay.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
We'll be back.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
Thank you.
Programming like this is made possible by support from High Five Cannabis, your local cannabis connection in Vancouver and Stevenson, Washington. High Five offers flower, concentrates, edibles, tinctures, topicals, and more. Whether you're new to cannabis or know what you need, their staff is available to assist. If you go to highfivecannabis.com, spelled H-I-G-H, the number 5, cannabis.com, you can learn about their specials like Munchy Monday, Senior Tuesdays, Waxy Wednesdays, and Loyalty Thursdays. Again, that's highfivecannabis.com.
Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Zane.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
And these are movies we hate and you love them. So
yep.
So far we have A Bug's Life. Steven gave us Gladiator, Titanic.
Avatar
and Elf. Yeah. Avatar was such a nothing movie, I'll be honest. I mean, it was incredible. It was beautiful. I saw it. I saw both of them.
Beautiful it was.
It takes me a second to remember the main character's
big
name.
Big blue, beautiful idiots.
Yeah.
It's completely... It's like you have to see it in theaters just for the technological marvel of it. And I like that he's trying to push, you know, you got some hate on James Cameron. But
you know what it is? Yeah.
Well, what do you have against the Smurfs?
So one of my favorite movies is Terminator, the original one. Yeah, and the Terminator 2 was also a very good movie.
Yeah.
It's very well known that James Cameron is a very smart guy, very creative guy, and really understands pushing the envelope on technology.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, the Avatar technology is amazing. I'll wait till they make a good movie, and I'll see that one using that technology.
Yeah. The second one, no, I agree with you. I feel the exact same way. The second one, there were plot points in the second one where I was rolling my eyes so hard, I thought they were going to pop out of my head.
It was beautiful. I'm glad we went and saw it, but like, we made fun of it the whole way home.
Well, so if you haven't seen the second one, so they take the guy who's just the villain in the first Avatar. Terrible, by the way. He's just like Joe Military.
Joe USA.
It was the same.
The name's Joe Buzzcut.
Buzzcut.
I thought it was just the bad guy from Small Soldiers.
Chip Hazard or whatever. He's like Chip Hazard. No, so they take him in the second movie. I don't know. They explain it kind of. He is like reincarnated into a big blue avatar body.
Right.
He's like reincarnated into
Let me ask you this. Is this your answer as well, or do you have a different one?
Oh, no, I have a different one, but I was adding on to the Avatar stuff. Do you want to hear mine?
Did you yes and that?
Are we
yes
riffing right now?
Uh-oh.
Is this improv?
Yeah, it was improv.
No.
Yeah, we're recording it.
We've spiraled into it.
Okay, I will say one more thing about Avatar, too. My favorite thing is that they had a human who, like, really badly wanted to be one of the... What do they call the blue people?
Navi.
He really wanted to be a Navi, and it felt so weird because he felt like a wannabe, like, white gangster kid.
Yes.
Like, they gave him, like, dreadlock. He's a white dreadlock.
Yes.
You remember this? That was so weird and heavy-handed.
It was kind of an odd,
He like, spoke in Navi slang, and you're like, ooh, this is weird.
Yes.
So I'm going to actually have...
Got a little strange.
I think we're going to have you take a lap, actually.
Yeah.
I would like to just say that I have probably used one of James Cameron's lines more times than anybody else, which was "Come with me if you want to live."
Oh, I love that.
I mean, so every father says that to their children. I think at one point, yeah.
Just
after
all
seeing
the
that
time,
movie,
it's just
after
James Cameron also do Independence Day, or who did Independence Day?
That's Roland Emmerich.
Oh, it was Roland.
He does all the destruction.
I've never heard
movies.
Of that person in my whole life.
He did 2012. He did The Day After Tomorrow. He did all of these. Like, all
right, what is your movie that you hate that everyone else loves?
It's a Marvel one, and it's the one that everyone acted like was so great and also crapped all over DC that same year. It was Civil War. I think Captain America's Civil War is one of the worst Marvel movies, and I hated it for the same reason people hated Batman versus Superman that same year, because there's a whole scene in the end. So the backstory is with Batman versus Superman, there's a scene. Batman finds out that Superman has the same name as his mom, and everyone made fun of that scene like it was the worst scene ever. But there's a scene at the end of Civil War where Iron Man is literally like, "You got to give me back that shield because my daddy made it," and no one ever brought that up. I was like, "This is the stupidest funniest scene I've ever seen. He's like, my daddy made that shield for you, Captain America. You gotta give it back to me. It's mine now because you killed my mommy and daddy. And it was like, it was the stupidest. The movie's so dumb, and it's just a vehicle for Black Panther, who's great, and a vehicle to introduce the newer Spider-Man at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it felt like a little kid playing with their action figures. Like the airport scene. It's
that's
like,
funny.
And no one gets hurt, and they're literally like, because in the actual comic book, people die.
Yeah.
Nitro. Like high Nitro. Stakes.
People actually die in the comic book. But there's a scene where like the two people with no superpowers, Hawkeye and Black Widow are fighting, and they're like, are we actually trying to hurt each other? And he's like, I don't think so. And it's like, what are we even doing? What is the point of this? It was a dumb movie.
They could have high-fived and walked off and had a Sam Adams or something.
It was basically like, at this point, Marvel should just release trailers for the next movie that's going to be good and skip the filler movies.
I haven't watched a Marvel movie in years.
I just watched Fantastic Four, and I got bad news.
Is it bad? Oh, no.
So aesthetically, it's beautiful, but I personally, not to spoil anything, I found it to be one of the most boring movies. The pacing is awful.
Boring is a spoiler.
I think we all knew
that. I wanted
that
to find out it was boring.
Scotty, do you have a movie that you hate everyone else?
I'm pretty easy going with like most media, including music and stuff. It takes a lot for me to hate something.
Right.
But
when's the last time you were just like,
don't like this.
I'm mad.
Chicken Little.
I didn't like that either.
Hate that movie.
I don't like it.
And everyone loved it when it was out, and I just couldn't.
I
just have a vitriolic hate.
I don't remember the last time I heard the base story for that.
I don't even remember. I just remember viscerally hating.
All I know is people being
hating,
like, the sky is falling. Yeah. And that's the only thing I know about is that people were like, oh, this chicken is
who
basically like making a big deal out of nothing.
I just remember
like
them like gaslighting him super hard about the sky falling. And he's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's going to.
Pretty sure the sky's going to fall.
And they're like, no.
Pretty sure you get
wasn't
it
an alien invasion? Isn't
yes,
that what
it was
happened?
An alien invasion.
What?
Yeah,
okay,
no,
I didn't see
twist.
This one.
I just remember him
spoiler
being
alert.
Chicken Little being
I
really
remember
annoying.
Just looking at him, and I'm like, I don't like that dork. Look at this.
His head is shaped like an egg. It's not right.
Yeah, wait,
I just
like
remember
that
his voice being really shrill and high. And really annoying.
Can we pre-dislike Howard the Duck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that happening?
I don't know. It's just it's been
have you seen it?
It's been threatened for so long.
They've been threatening. You're going to have a good time. You're gonna get it again. Watch your dunk.
I wonder what the sign of the times is for another Howard the Duck movie.
There's already been a Howard the Duck, and it was successful this time. And a lot of people don't agree with me, but the first Sonic the Hedgehog movie was a remake of Howard the Duck.
Really?
Oh yes.
No, it feels like it. It's literally the same plot. An alien who spouts
he's
catchphrases.
Like, he's like Belle's dad in the tavern.
No, it's an alien.
Get this guy out of here.
It's an alien who spouts catchphrases, finds a human who has to be their guardian.
Movie.
It's the same movie. It's
please,
the exact same movie.
You know what the greatest, almost shot for shot copy of a movie is Airplane.
Yeah.
Airplane was such a shot for shot copy of a movie that was made that they. It was
like Airport 77.
No,
or
it wasn't.
Right?
No, oh, it was another movie. Oh. I can't remember the name of it, but if you look it up, you can find out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I hate
Airplane.
The guys who made that movie.
Not really. I'm just kidding. Oh, totally. That's a great movie.
The guys
movie.
Who
Everybody
made that movie bought
that.
The rights to the original movie because they were just like, we're copying it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Except for that the original wasn't
pearls.
Really funny.
Okay.
Airplane was really funny.
All right. So just to recap, and then when we come back, we're gonna get Zane to reveal their most hated, most loved movie. So I feel like a lot of this is just like these are really problems with the story. Are we on the same? Okay, because like sometimes I've hated movies just because they're like visual monstrosities, but like most people like also agree, like Snow White, the new Snow White.
Oh my God,
just an eyesore.
Hurts my eyes.
Just an eyesore. Nobody has a problem with the story. It's the way it was shot. It was terrible. But okay, when we come back, a little bit more on this on It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Zane.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
We'll be right back.
The Columbian and Southwest Washington continues to offer the most comprehensive and consistent coverage of our region and our people, despite the challenges faced by local newspapers nationwide. Valued donations to our community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation pays for local reporters to provide expanded and in-depth coverage of key local issues in print and online, including homelessness, transportation, and the environment. For the most thorough daily coverage, visit Columbian.com. Please consider donating or subscribing today.
Welcome back to It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Zane.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
All right, Zane.
It's down to me.
It's down to you, pal.
You want to know the thing is that the entire time this conversation's been happening, mm-hmm. I've been sitting here.
Mm-hmm. Ruminating.
You're like,
ruminating.
I love all these movies.
Yeah, yeah. Quietly dying. Quietly dying. All of my favorites were crushed. No, here's the thing, though. I just hate movies.
You know what? Oh, same.
I hate movies.
Not a fan of movies.
I can't sit down to watch a movie, and if it's 2 hours and it's not good, then I'm like, I just wasted 2 hours.
Yeah. So that's also a thing for me is that, like, if you're making me watch a movie with you, I'm already a little bit pissed off.
You're judging a lot.
I did not want to watch a movie.
This just got so meta.
That's why it's so hard to get her to watch anything. He'll turn on a movie and I'll get up and leave the room and I'll be like, well, time to do something because the idea of sitting in one spot for 2 hours, I'm just like, if it's bad, I'm like, why did I do this?
It has to be like a certain kind of bad. It either has to be so good or so bad. We have
something called poopy movies.
I love that. We have, and so I
will sit still for a poopy movie because I don't have to take it seriously at all. And it doesn't matter if I get up and
like, the worse the story is, the better.
Like if we put on Smart House, I'm like,
it's a Disney Channel original movie. It's one of the first, and it's so dumb.
So, wait, okay.
If you have Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my recommendation for movie view that will work really well. No. Poopy movie. You won't break the spell if you like pause it to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Break the spell.
Kurt Russell in The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes.
I've heard of this. Does it have Christian? No, it doesn't have Christian Bale. Kurt Russell's the guy in that one.
It was shot in like 68 or 69. Yeah. It's when, you know, legend has it that Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell.
Wow.
He was like this kid who...
Because he was getting ready to curse his name? Or?
I think Kurt Russell was like a really important child actor. He did really, really well. His father had been an actor. And he really came through. And it's the premise of the movie is college campus, and there's a bunch of kids, and they are working on a computer, and Kurt Russell's in the basement where the computer is one night when lightning strikes, and he gets all the knowledge from the computer.
Isn't this just Tron?
I'm just telling you, it's its own movie.
I've seen a trailer for this, actually.
It's a really, really goofy, stupid movie, but it's an old movie that is not really bad about sexism or racism.
I have another old Disney recommendation. Yeah. Can so of worms.
You don't have to understand that it's a movie from its time. You could just watch it.
But Zane, do you have like a movie that... I mean, aside from all movies.
If I had to pick one, it would be a set of movies that just got played a bunch when I was younger. And I was kind of just like, why is everybody so like infatuated with this? It's just Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like I just never cared.
I'm constantly finding like I haven't watched those movies in a long time. But I do remember as I'm watching them, I'm old enough to see the acting ability of these actors. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, does everybody know this is dog water? Like, this is
But those kids did get better towards the end. Oh, yeah. Like, six, seven, eight.
Not by much. Not by much. There was... I saw a clip of Emma, what's her name, fake laughing. Because there's like an online community that like... that like picks out stupid little things from these movies to make fun of, which is like right up my alley. And
the meme lords.
And somebody cut a clip of Emma What is her name?
Watson.
Watson. Watson? Yeah. Okay. I always Stone? I get her. Yeah, I get her confused with the other Emmas. Fake laughing, and it is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, and then I remember back, and I'm like, there, she's like this in every movie.
Yeah.
They're all like
this. Did you ever see Beauty and the Beast with her, the live action?
No, one? I refuse. Ooh. First of all, that's a movie. So.
Rule number one of not.
Yeah. No I'm movie sorry, club. Zane. I may have interrupted club. You. What were you? Did you have something you?
No, nothing. Nothing. I got so scared when you start talking about movies. I was like, that's the thing I know the least about.
Just to
I've
flip
watched
this.
So few.
Give us one that you love that most people don't like.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Because you don't like
this
most
is,
things.
This is one. This is one that some people are in. There's discussion about
it. Was a documentary about bagels.
Blazing Saddles.
I love Blazing Saddles.
I love Blazing Saddles. I love Blazing Saddles. Some people just are like, I can't get behind it. And I'm just like, listen, it's achieving what it was trying to achieve.
There are people who hear words and just the hearing of those words.
Yeah, they're just like, nope.
They freeze up. They can't look past what the words are actually trying to convey and the context in which they're used. And I know several people who are like that, who will watch or like they'll hear something and they're like, oh, I can't believe this person
I've
said that.
Seen
this,
it.
This must be, you know, a thing. And
I've seen it in the opposite direction where like racists in Florida have seen Blazing Saddles, and I love this movie. My favorite words in
you're
it
like,
all
you
the
don't
time.
Like, you don't like,
oh, gosh, you took this the
like,
wrong
you don't
way.
Like,
you didn't learn any lessons from history.
Well, that's why something like that that's so controversial can be dangerous in the wrong hands. But if you're really trying to figure out the philosophy of that movie, listen to what Gene Wilder said, where he's like, you got to remember these are simple folk from the people of the land.
They're morons.
And morons. That's where
if you want to make me absolutely apoplectic, what you have to do is say, like, you know, they couldn't make that movie anymore. And the only reason
apoplectic is another word for having seizures.
Yay! Yes. The only reason that you can't make Blazing Saddles again is because you can't shock people. And that's why.
Yeah.
The movie wasn't a movie celebrating racism. It was a movie attacking racists.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
relentlessly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so it's a really funny movie. But the whole thing is you have to be shocked. When they use the N-word, you have to be shocked. And now people are like,
I heard that on Call of Duty last night.
Yeah, like, right.
Was this someone high ranking in our government that said this? Oh no, it's a movie.
Blazing
Saddles 2 starring Mike Lindell.
Right.
it's just we just got audio from his house.
Oh,
he's been through so much.
But that's a good one, honestly. Yeah. That is a good
one.
It's
a good one, but it is controversial.
No, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the funniest thing was my dad, he didn't let me watch the movie when I was little, obviously, but he did let me watch one scene from it, and it's the scene where they just fart constantly for like 30 seconds.
That's a perfect one if you're going to show
it. The best one.
Excellent.
They used to censor that.
No, that was fun. Oh, ooh, okay. That was really funny. So on ABC Family, they would censor the farts but allow the N-word, which is insanity.
Right.
They're like, we don't want to offend anyone with farts. It's like, absolute insanity.
How far we've come.
How far we've come.
How far we've come. Excellent.
Thank you, I'm out.
All right, and that concludes this episode of It's Fine on KXRW Independent Radio Vancouver. I'm Faith.
I'm Zane.
I'm Scotty.
I'm Steven.
I'm Kyle.
And we'll see you next time.